archives page on cfrc.ca.
St. Monday watches over you and me and grants the bone exhausted some liberty.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
I'm stoked. You stoked?
I'm stoked.
Just
I'm
stoked. So stoked.
I was stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
Stoke Day, guys. It's back. We are so back. It is the beautiful, wonderful Stoke Day. My name is Jane. I am your host, and we are deep into our summer season of Stoke episodes. And I've just been loving being here with you guys and coming up with some new great playlist themes, and hopefully you guys are picking up some more music from me. So this week, as I've said many a week, we typically go for a theme for our playlist, and then I just tailspin from there. But this week, I actually have a set in stone theme, and I'm really excited because I was looking up some stats on my Spotify, and it showed me my like top 20 genres that I listen to. And obviously, I can't play 20 songs for you, but I can play you 12 songs. So what we are going to go through today is my real top 12 genre playlist. So we are going to go through 1 through 12 of all the types of genres that I listen to. Super, super excited for you guys. I'm going to start with my first genre, let you guys mellow listen to it, and then we'll go from there, okay? So, surprise, surprise, but my first genre that was the most I'd listened to was bedroom pop. It's a bit of a subgenre of indie, specifically indie pop, and it's characterized by the production, so it's very lo-fi. It's recorded very simply, like maybe in a bedroom or home studio, and it's very dreamy, mellow. I really do enjoy it. There's a lot of different artists that, you know, qualifies bedroom pop, but that's really what I've been listening to most recently. What I have picked for you guys, surprise, surprise, it's Joe, and it is one of his big hits, Chateau, Feel All Right, and I was lucky enough to hear it live, and it stood the test of time. So for you guys, we'll start off with the beautiful bedroom pop genre. I could play probably 3 million songs from this genre. Maybe I'll do a playlist like that, but for you today, you get Joe. Enjoy. Come back to hear my other genres because it's really exciting and I love this episode. So thanks for tuning in, guys.
Oh,
right. Well, that was the beginning of this beautiful little playlist we got going on for you guys. It is my top 12 genre. I'm so excited. I said that weirdly. My top 12 of genres. Or genre top 12. I can't figure out what sounds best, so apologies there, but we'll figure it out. Anyways, my next genre that we got going on for you guys here is lo-fi indie, which is kind of crazy. A lot of these bleed into each other and are very, very similar, I would say. But, you know, there's a bit of a difference, I guess, with Spotify stats. But our definition for lo-fi indie is music genre that combines the lo-fi aesthetic with indie rock and alternative music. Elements are often featuring a DIY bedroom pop vibe. So it's very, very similar. It's often warm and fuzzy soundscapes and introspective lyrics. So again, it's very, very, apparently it has production quality in which elements usually regarded as imperfections. So it's just chill. Again, I told you guys, I love a good chill ambient song, and some lo-fi indie will always give that to me, as well as bedroom pop, because they're very similar. Again, if we're looking at those Venn diagrams, those two circles are basically one. So, oh well, get over it. That's my next one. And what better song that I realize I haven't played for you guys yet, which is just so heartbreaking, is What Once Was by Hers. And obviously, just so you guys know that I know my indie music facts, Hers unfortunately and tragically died in a car accident a while ago, and they made some beautiful, beautiful music. So very sad that this band is gone, but they've left such, you know, a great, yeah, I'm the only words coming to my mind is legend, but they do leave a mark in the indie world. So we will listen to What Once Was because it's such a beautiful song, and that's my pick for lo-fi indie. So we'll come back and I'll finish off the top three and we'll keep going from there. there you have it. Hers with What Once Was. Again, guys, just like a magical song. You cannot deny that that is a good lo-fi indie vibe. So that was my pick. I'm sorry I haven't played it for you guys sooner, but there you go. So to round out the top three, my third genre that I guess is separate from them all is just indie. Flat out plain indie. And I guess I would probably deem it as like the umbrella term for all of the music I listen to, which makes me sound like an indie girl. But sorry, it's coming up again and again, but it's the genre I listen to the most. On paper, it used to be, it would reference to artists that would release independently under no major label. But now it kind of is its own sound, and it refrains from mainstream music and is associated with other genres like lo-fi, bedroom pop, alternative, chill waves, etc. So all of the past other two genres I was listening to. So it's like the umbrella of everything. It's kind of characterized as somber, acoustic, slow, and unpolished, or a lot of indie music takes on depressive tones instrumentally as well as vocally, because it's straying from the popular music. So it's not as, like, I find that indie can be very upbeat and, like, can be very fun, but typically the top three genre I listen to is more chill and slow, so I do understand and defend that definition. So I had some issues picking one overarching perfect indie song, but then I asked my roommate Chloe and she agreed with me, and I think we had to go with the Canadian Men I Trust, Show Me How. And I feel like this is a song that if someone's like, oh, what type of music do you like, I would probably maybe put this on. I did it in my first year to my roommate that I was living with, and she's like, oh, I really like your music, and I showed her Show Me How, and she just fell in love. So I think if I were to show anyone type of music, it would be one of the three songs I've just played for you, and I think this song perfectly rounds it out. So we'll finish the top three with Show Me How, and you guys enjoy and keep listening. This has been Stoke.
Of you. Then
right. Well, that was the end of my top three. We're going to start edging into the next part of the list. So my next genre, I know we've been dancing around it and it's basically the same. I don't know why Spotify splits these up because they're so similar, but the fourth genre, sorry, is dream pop. And dream pop can be described as a subgenre of alt rock and neo-psychedelia. Sorry, say that 10 times fast. And it emphasizes atmosphere and sonic texture such as pop melody. I don't like the sound of that. It doesn't make sense to me, but it's characterized as breathy vocals, dense production, and effects as reverb, echo, and a lot of other things. An easier way is it's just like ethereal, has atmospheric soundscapes and breathy vocals. So again, like I said, a good, you know, ambient song, Jane's gonna play it. I'm gonna let you know for free. I'm gonna play that song. So what I picked for you guys here, and I've been wanting to play this band, and I'm gonna have to play them more for you because I had an era of them, is Dream Ivory. And they're a big, you know, they popped off in COVID. They're a big TikTok, you know, song. I'm sure if you heard any of what I'm about to play for you, you'd probably be like, oh, yeah, I know this band. But they're from California. They're Filipino and they're very, very talented and they're awesome. I do really recommend listening to any of the type of things that they release. Again, it's kind of funny that dream pop is also associated with shoegaze because I find that this band is very shoegaze as well. But that's another genre that we won't get into quite yet. This is Dream Ivory by Dream Ivory. Please enjoy. We'll be right back. Oh my God, I could listen to those guys play forever and ever. Like, that is, like, itches the perfect scratch of my brain. Guys, I'm telling you, I really love that type of music. All right, for the interest of time, I'm going to group two together just because I'm rambling and I need to stop. But the next genre kind of surprised me that it was going to be on my top 12, and it's psychedelic rock. I really didn't think I listened to a lot of that, but I guess it's in my top five, which is kind of crazy. This is a style of rock music popular in the late 60s that was largely inspired by hallucinogens, which is kind of funny. It's like weed, LSD, and anything that makes your brain go into a sort of state. It is used through the use of feedback, electronics, and intense volume. It is very hippie. It like was the big brand of hippies in the 60s. So I guess I listened to a lot of that, question mark, but it's rounding off my top five. So what I picked for you guys is the Velvet Underground and Nico, and it is I'll Be Your Mirror. And I do want to do more of a delve into the Velvet Underground because I do like them, but I don't know a lot about them, but I do like the song and I know that. So there you go. The next genre, I might have to do a full episode on this genre because I thought it'd be way higher than it is, but it is new wave. And shout out to my mom for, you know, raising me right on the new wave lifestyle, but I adore new wave. It is so good. This one is defined as it encompasses pop oriented styles from the 70s through the 80s. It is considered lighter and more melodic, kind of used in the punk culture, and it has various styles of music that emerge from punk rock. It is the umbrella term involving many contemporary popular music styles like synth pop, alternative dance, and post-punk. Lots of synth, a lot of electronics, and I'm a huge fan of it. Big 80s new wave alternative. You will find me at any bar that plays that type of music. And what I picked for you guys was Girls on Film by Duran Duran. And I have a lot of other deeper cuts, new wave. If you listen to my other episodes, you know I like new wave. But this song I'd been listening to this week, and I thought it would be a good pick. So you get the fun, clicky sounds of Girls on Film and I'll Be Your Mirror with psychedelic rock. You guys listen to those. It's been Stoke. And this is my top 12 genres. Hope you guys are enjoying.
I be your mirror, reflect what you are. Sunset, a light on your door to show that you're home. When you think the night has in your mind that inside you're twisted and unkind, let me stand to show that you are blind. Please put down your hands, 'cause I see.
right. Well, again, that was another genre that I absolutely adore. Shout out to Jenny Bear for that one. That is my mom. She loves a good new wave track. All right. Talking about parents, this next genre, my dad will be very proud to say that my seventh overall genre is classic rock. And what do we deem classic rock? By definition, it encompasses rock music made over three decades from 60s, 70s, and 80s. That includes psychedelia, album-oriented rock, college rock, heavy metal, and the 90s grunge. So basically, these bands just have a lot of heavy rock, lots of guitar, lots of drum, with iconic lead singers, basically. So you're going to get that from the next band that I have going for you. If I'm thinking of classic rock, I have to think of some great bands, and I think Led Zeppelin is the biggest band I could think of. You know what I mean? Like, it just, if I'm thinking classic rock, I could go many, many different ways with that, but you got to go to the root, and that is Led Zeppelin with Ramble On, which is just such a, like, hits your soul when you hear it. Great tune, gets you fired up. Rock on to everyone that loves that song. I'm going to do another genre. We're going to round out the top eight with my next genre is shoegaze. And I know I kind of tiptoed around that last time because I knew it was coming up later. But shoegaze is a subgenre of indie and alt rock. It is characterized by the ethereal sound, heavily distorted guitars, and obscured vocals. It's very distorted. It's kind of like those soft bedroom pop, but like instead of that soft, like, ooh, like nice sound, it's a little more harsh and like guitar-y, I would say. What I found really interesting is the term shoegaze originates from the way guitars would look down at their effect pedals during live performances, giving the impression that they were gazing at their shoes. So I think that's super fun and crazy that that's where it came from. But what I picked for you guys is Galaxy 500 Tugboat, and it's just such an awesome song. I found it in high school, and it just, you know, it hits deep. It's one of my cry songs, but it's just such a good, heavy, but again, ambient song. So you're getting more into the, like, hitting you deep in the soul songs here with Ramble On and Tugboat. You guys enjoy. This is Stoke, and thanks for listening.
Same. but got him at the evil wall. Crept up and slipped away with her, yeah. And ain't nothing happened to
Wow, we are getting to the end of the Epi guys, but I've been having so much fun listening with you guys. I'm losing my time, so I gotta speed up, but this is Stoke. If you're just tuning in, I'm going through my top 12 genres of music that I usually listen to. So the next genre that we got going on is neo psychedelia, and this is a genre of music that draws inspiration from the music production approaches and songwriting of the 60s psychedelic type of music. It emulates the sound of that era and applies its ethos to new styles of music. It can be seen in mainstream pop successes, but is typically explored with alt music, indie music, and underground. Could also be known as acid punk, which is kind of cool. But yeah, there you go. It is, to me, I think neo psychedelic music is very much Tame Impala. And to go from there, I picked No More Lies with Thundercat and Tame Impala, just because you could pick so many songs by like Tame whatever, but this one was very groovy to me and I really enjoyed it. So that one is what I'm picking for this genre. And then the next one I got for us for my 10th genre is post-punk. And post-punk was, I thought it was like, when I hear that, I'm like, oh, it's like punk music. But no, it's got a bit more to it than that. It's emerged from the punk scene from the 70s. And it's characterized by experimentation with diverse musical styles and moves away from the punk's raw simplicity. So type of bands that are like post-punk is like Joy Division, The Cure, all that type of songs. Like that's more new wavy to me, but from there, like there's more bands that I listen to because I'm like, the song I'm listening to doesn't give punk for this genre, but I think it just grew from the roots of Joy Division and like bands like The Cure, you know what I mean? So I picked a song called Today by Swiss Portrait. It's a bit more indie kind of floaty vibe, but I think that's the point. It's just very like atmospheric, very, it's, you know, a bit darker, and that's kind of what the vibe of the you know, genre is. So I'll stop rambling, play those two, and we'll be back for the last two genres.
I'm dancing on my own. I just feel my own. Sometimes I still like I still should have lied. I tell you the truth because I care. But I also lie to you because I care. But if I tell you the truth, I guess I can sleep better at night. But then it looks like I don't care because I'm telling you the truth. I mean, I guess I'm just not a... Everybody hates when they get to that part when they realize that I don't want to tell you I don't care, but if it seems like I don't care, it doesn't mean I don't care.
Guys, I'm losing time here. Gotta speed run this. This is my top 12 genres. The last two we've got are very similar to each other, but I've got the overarching rock genre in the 11th spot and then glam rock. So rock is just, you know what it is. Popular music originated in the States, 40s and 50s, evolved, became very blues and rhythm, and then just grew from there. Lots of guitars, strong beat, lots of structure. You know what I mean? It's awesome. So many bands you could pick from. I personally picked, I thought maybe let's go for like 90s, 2000s kind of vibe, Oasis, Champagne Supernova. I did pick the shorter version of the song because, like I said, we're running out of time. And they're back on tour, so we got to shout out the Oasis brothers. Hopefully they don't fight and break up forever again. So there you go. Last one. Hopefully we have time for it. I'm going to try to magic this song into everything. Make sure we get our glam rock genre. Glam rock, if you don't know, is flamboyant style of rock music that emerged from the UK during the 70s. It's very visually striking with the big performers, Gimme Kiss, costumes, makeup, hairstyles. You know what I mean? You think of a rock star, that's probably what you're going to picture is the glam rockers. So I picked Sweet, Fox on the Run. They also sang Ballroom Blitz. I was stuck between the two of these, but that's the two I picked them from there. So that's the last two songs on the playlist. Hopefully we can squeeze them in. I'm a big fan of them. I've loved this playlist. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Send me your genres if you had a favorite or if you found a new one. Let me know. I've had so much fun. This is Stoke. And have a great rest of your Tuesday, guys.
change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova, a champagne supernova in the sky. Dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova. We'll be right back.